Part 3. The Cases. Nameless Grave. Identity of murder victim still shrouded in mystery. South Florida Sun Sentinel, April 14, 1986. The grave at Hollywood Memorial Gardens has no name on it. There simply isn't one to put there. The identity of the man who is buried there is a mystery. He was murdered March 11, 1985, in a Fort Lauderdale motel room. He was strangled. Authorities have since solved the mystery of who killed him. One man was convicted and sentenced to life in prison last week, and another suspect is being sought. What remains to be learned is the identity of the victim. We don't have anything, not a clue to who he was, said Edwina Johnson, an investigator for the Broward County Medical Examiner's Office. We've gone to great lengths to find out. We've done everything we could think of, and gotten no luck whatsoever. It would seem that somebody has to know who he was. Fort Lauderdale Police Detective Phil Mundy said that in his 10 years in the Homicide Bureau, there have been unidentified murder victims before, but not a case where a killer is caught and convicted while the name of the victim remains unknown. It's unusual, he said. In a whodunit type of murder, you first try to identify the dead man and go from there, but we never got anywhere with the identification. All we have is a dead man who has nothing extraordinary about his appearance. He could fit the description of thousands of men. On police and medical examiners' records, the murder victim is simply known as unidentified white male, case number 85-43959. On court documents, photographs of the man slumped in the motel room and laid out on a medical examiner's table are attached to that identification. The man is described as having been 5'8", weighing 180 pounds, with brown hair, eyes, and mustache. He was approximately 35 years old. He was found sprawled on the floor of a room at the Interlude Motel, 1215 South Federal Highway. Police think he accompanied two male prostitutes to the room and then was robbed and killed. His body was nude. There were no clothes or other belongings in the room. No wallet, no ID. Just the signs of a struggle and a bloody handprint on the wall. A print that would later lead to the identification of one of his killers. There was nothing left in that room that could help us identify the victim, said Mundy. The killers took it with them. So the detective started with the dead man's fingerprints. They were sent to state and national agencies, to Canadian authorities, and to Interpol for comparison. They got no matches. Missing persons bulletins were sent out across the country, with an artist's drawing of the victim attached. A few leads came back, but they were dead ends. Nothing panned out. They weren't our guy, said Mundy. Usually the description wouldn't match. We ran down a few of the names we got and found each guy was still alive and well. Locally, investigators had the drawing published in newspapers and magazines, put it on TV, passed it around hotels and bars frequented by a mostly homosexual clientele. They found no one who had seen the man.